I made weed ice cream recently.
Really?
I made weed ice cream, and I ate it, and I watched Love on the Spectrum, and I was convinced.
Bro.
I was convinced I was autistic. I was watching that show high, and I was just like, I was like, what do you do if she doesn't like dinosaurs?
Yeah, everybody's gonna be talking about this show. It's literally a show designed for.
Yeah, I feel like it's a
weird,
trap.
Dude. It is weird.
It's a trap, dude. I was watching, and I'm like, I have pretty loose morals, and I was like, I don't know if you should be doing this, man. This is
also
like,
teaming them up. Making them date each other. It's like, dude, that's why we have fucking weird sex perverts. Just get one dude that's weird enough and let him take care of it.
True. You think they're
can't
they're
link
doing
them both up and then be like, all right, you two, figure it out.
Yeah.
Get a house.
Well, like, how much have you watched of it? Have you watched a couple episodes?
I watched two.
Yeah, so they'll go on the dates and be like, hey, do you guys need a break?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I mean, dude, the dates are anxiety provoking. We're there, and they're sitting there and they're asking each other about like the shows and stuff, and they just both freeze up. They both freeze up.
Yeah.
And so, dude, that must be intense levels of anxiety. You're taking a person with autism and putting them on camera.
Yeah.
So that can't be like relaxing.
So if you haven't seen it, it's called Love on the Spectrum, and it's just a show, a documentary following autistic Australians.
And Londoners.
And Londoners?
I think they have a couple English
people. Or is it Australia? Am I stupid?
No, they have. I could be wrong.
I thought it was Australia.
I think it's Australia, and there's somebody from Britain, I think.
Perhaps. Jamie, figure that out for us, please.
Yeah.
Jamair.
But yeah, it is kind of weird, man. The fact that, like, you know, if they're right now saying, like, you shouldn't clap because it could set off someone who's autistic in, like, a public gathering, it's like, oh, but if you want to, like, put them on camera and film them awkwardly trying to date. It's pretty fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, how about the one at the costume party?
Oh, the Comic-Con?
And then they
Comic-Con?
Just put him outside?
I only saw the one where he goes to Comic-Con and ditches his date for the lady
from
Gilligan's Island.
There's one that's a girl, and then she went and sat outside with this dude, and they were like, this one autistic girl was dancing, and then another dude came up and started dancing with her, and they were like, and they talk about it. It's like a fucking nature show. They're like, oh, she may have found a mate out there. And then they put him outside and made him talk. And the kid couldn't talk.
Yeah.
Because there's a camera in his face. He's on a date. And he didn't know he was doing it, I don't think. Well, I'm sure he did. But
yeah.
He didn't, you know, his autism kicked in hard. And he couldn't. She was like, I'll lead it. Do you like cats or dogs? And he's like.
Oh, I saw that. When
she was like, I have a cat. He's like, do you have a cat? And he's like, yes.
Yeah.
I do. Yes. It was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable for
And then
that,
it's
dude.
Like. That guy, I don't know if he got paid, and now his family just has to be like, holy fuck, dude. We sent him to the dance. He ended up on Netflix.
Yeah, like having like a slight nervous breakdown.
Yeah, being on TV just like, I have a cat named Gertrude.
Yeah, man.
Like, holy fuck,
yeah, that was probably one of the most uncomfortable parts so far.
It was
he freaks out. He just goes like, oh, yeah.
That was the best part. She's like, should we go inside then? He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know how Netflix is getting away with this right now. This is, I mean, again, I was giving it the benefit of doubt because I want to watch it because I'm like, this is kind of interesting. And like, dude, about like 5 minutes in, Brittany cried. We started watching it. As soon as they were like, I got rejected. She cried like sad, like turning us off. She's like, well, I went on one date. The hot one kept getting rejected. I went on one date and someone said they didn't want to associate with someone like me. And just looks into the camera and Brittany was just like, woo!
Yeah,
I was like, no, it gets better. Come on, Andrew told us. Sit through this.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
It's part of the formula. It has to be kind of dark, and then it gets, you know.
Yeah, one dude's a real Michael, I think is his name. That guy fucking rules.
Love that guy, man.
That guy rules. He's like, when I pass away, I want people to approach my wife and say, nothing made him happier than his wife.
Dude,
the parents are like, what the fuck? Dude, slow down.
Dude,
this is your first day.
Everyone's parents just laugh. That's the other thing, too. Yeah. It's just their parents laughing at them. Because, like, they say the weirdest shit, then you have to just be like, ha, ha, ha. Just like, dude, it's fucking bizarre.
It's good. But it does, you know, it is interesting that, like, you are allowed to do that. You're allowed to be like, we're going to film some autistic people.
Yeah.
We're going to raise awareness. How are you going to raise awareness? Well, we're going to make them date and film it and kind of make it awkward.
I mean, dude, that would be sick, though, if they got some sort of, like, first family situation going on. Like, London royalty.
What do you mean?
Just if they establish like if
an
somebody
autistic kingdom,
yeah, like
a monarchy.
If somebody like links up and produces an offspring from the show, they probably that's like monarchy level.
True, that is.
If
like,
that one dude finds a bae on the show, basically he's already practicing. It's like, and she will be my queen.
Yeah, dude. God damn, that show. That's yeah. I was binging some Netflix.
That's gonna be a one season done. They're gonna do that.
No, that's a fucking hit. Dude.
You think it's gonna be like a Seinfeld?
That might be a Seinfeld, dude. It's gonna end with one of them. Nah, never mind. There could be a shooting or something.
That would be fucked up, man. No, it's they're just peace lovers, dude.
It's also weird to see a couple of them that are, you know, because of course it is a spectrum. So some of them don't have it that bad.
Don't get me started on that one guy. Chilling. I got that one guy in my scope right now.
That one dude that's a real, he's real like, Casanova.
I love your body. No, the one guy who's like, I love your body. I'm like, one of you. I think the dude's kind of faking.
I think he's faking it for those tits.
Yeah, I think he's faking for sure.
Those artist tits.
I was watching it, and I was just kind of like, yeah, this dude doesn't have this. People have Gator. I have an All-Star. My All-Star is pretty good.
Mine went off the hook when fucking Hannah Gadsby claimed it. She claimed it, and I was like, come on.
Is there an autistic revolution in Australia right now?
There must be. You must get decent. I mean, you're getting shows. You must get some clout for autism in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, autism's hot right now in Australia.
It's so in.
They have to change the name to Australia.
Australia.
But yeah, man, I'm a big
Australia,
fan.
Australia, yeah.
I'm a big fan, though.
You've on record.
I've been an ally forever.
Been an ally always. Of autistic people forever.
Mm-hmm.
They are awesome. They are very fun. Michael's, how do you not love that guy?
I mean, dude, they rule. Do rule. They're the they fun, absolutely they are rule. The funniest people in the world to work with. But again, if you ask me, like, hey, man, I got an idea. You want to film them dating? I'd be like, I don't know. That kind of goes against my ethics. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
pretty intense, bro.
Yeah.
Well, there is a thing. You're allowed to. I've noticed it, especially. I don't want to drive this into comedy, but like,
sure.
Alt comics are allowed to. You know, they're like the moral righteous ones. All the like people on the left that do comedy and like make sketches and shit. They're always playing like a retarded person. And everyone's like, oh, okay. This is very funny. It's like mental illnesses are funny. According to those, like, every character they play is, like, a crazy guy. It's like, help me. I'm going to fucking kill myself. Help. It's like, all right. Well, in 5 years when schizophrenia is, you know, you're not allowed to make fun of it, you're going to have some rough clips hanging around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, the other thing, too, is, like, dude, from a legal perspective, it's like, how does that work contract-wise? Are you able to, I mean, it's like, do they understand, like, the point, like, you want to be on TV? They're like, yeah. They're like, do you understand what's going to happen?
Yes.
I mean, I guess anyone takes that risk. You're on TV, someone might clown you. But true. It's like, I don't know. I think it's a honeypot. I think this whole thing's a honeypot to catch alt-right podcasters and be like, oh, they made fun of Love on the Spectrum. Take them down.
It is this show it's designed to be.
It's a trap, dude.
It's a trap, dude. Because it is such a nice, sweet show that making fun of it is bad.
It is. So fun when you watch it. It is so funny.
Also, when they show these people, do they have to play that music? You know that like almost like comical, like stringy, like I don't know. Next time you watch it, listen to the music.
Like
they
a
play.
String
every
band
time,
kind of thing.
Anytime they like show an autistic dude like walking around, it's like blong blong blong, like this music while this guy's just going about his day. It's like, come on, man.
So you didn't get to the episode of the Chinese dude yet, did you?
I've seen him kicking around. Don't you dare put that on me, boy.
He's great, dude.
He does roll. I saw him fixing his hair.
They gave him like the dating lessons, dude. It's so fucking funny, man.
And he has a slight accent. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So he,
yeah. Again, this is a trap, dude.
This is a pure trap.
They
dude.
Fucking seized my mind, and I it was just like limitless. I'm like, oh my god, and I was like, I'm not falling for this.
They're like, what's the funniest thing imaginable? I don't know. Probably like a. Autistic Asian dude in Australia dating show. Do you want to go inside then? Yes.
Yeah, that was rough, man.
Yeah, that one was like I kind of felt bad because it was like, damn, you're sticking a camera in this dude's face and he can't talk, and they're like asking him, do you like cats or dogs more, and he's like, I can't even.
That should be like this is like early UFC, you know, before like you could be getting like kneed in the head for like 10 minutes and they finally break it up. They got to learn how to throw in the towel quicker on these things.
Yeah,
that one lady had. Oh, they almost the two of them almost had a heart attack when they were both on that date in like a fancy place.
Yeah,
they were.
I liked
like,
that girl. That dude, was a good date. That
I was. Yeah, I was hoping they would link.
Especially
up.
Off the SpongeBob intro they had on the speed dating.
Oh, dude,
that was.
I
nice.
Saw her eyeing him up when he was doing his SpongeBob impression, and she was like, "Who the fuck is that?"
She was on a different date. Heard a dude down the table doing a SpongeBob and was like,
she was definitely being like, yo, who the fuck is that?
Who is that star?
They also don't like each other. Every time they all go to date each other, they're like, man, I think we're just friends. They don't really like each other at all.
Yeah, that's Except that one, dude. The dude who drives a bus, is he the one that loves her tits?
He's
driving buses? Come on now.
I mean, dude, he's kind of a that guy's kind of fraud. I'm not going to lie. That guy's kind of fraud. I didn't want to say it, but it's like, I watched that, and I was like, I think this dude's
fucking, think he's fraudulent?
I think he's in autism for the wrong reasons. I think he's just trying to get ahead.
You don't think it's for the love of the game?
Nah. I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
I think he's just seeking fame through tism, dude, like all the other Australians right now.
How dare you?
No, that was a good show. I'm gonna watch the whole thing. I'm rooting for it, man. Yeah. I hope that show works out and arcs in a way where, like, you know, it's good for everybody. Especially when you see like the parents, man. It's like just to come to grips with that and just be like, fuck, what are we doing right now? And it's just like, I gotta talk about SpongeBob for 25 years. But dude, it's like
it's like living with a black kid. Just kidding. My favorite part was when I think his name's Michael, right? The main kid. He like responds to his mother like he's like, he literally sounded like a general in the Revolutionary War. She's like, well, what if you don't find someone you want to date? And he's like, I will not accept that as an answer. I was like, yes, dude. Get pussy.
It is sick how they'll like really do. And again, this is why I think I have a little bit of autism. They'll like pick a thing and that's just it. That guy picked a character that's like a Revolutionary War general type. The other guy's a dinosaur expert. That dude's a fucking pimp, dude.
Wait, which one's the dinosaur expert?
He took the one girl out and was like, that might have been the third episode. I don't think he saw it. He's a paleontologist. He goes on a date with like the tall chick. I think I might have missed it.
Phil fucking bullied me off the Netflix on that.
He didn't want to watch it?
I was kind of like half watching it. And then he was like, what the hell are you watching? Because he just saw like a date. I was like, I don't know, dude. Put the golf on. Yeah.
So what was the weekend like?
Chill, bro. I dropped like 8 pounds this week.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude. I did Legion of Skanks last week. Absolute unit, dude. I was a balloon in that.
Really?
Dude, I needed to take some time off.
And you were Mr. Coolin' down there, too.
I was Mr. Cool that night. Mm-hmm. Once you're, dude, when you're a big dog like that, you have to be Mr. Cool.
True.
It's tough to like publicly be a unit and then also be like, no, I'm going to take it easy.
True.
Everyone knows there's no moderation.
Yeah, nobody talks about that. Units are pretty much pressured into extreme behavior all the time.
You have to.
If you hand like a unit a beer and like chug this, they're like, I have to.
I have to. This is my role.
Yeah, I have. There's no. I have to do this. So you lost eight. How'd you lose 8 pounds?
I just worked out.
Nice.
Did a little keto. Mm. On some keto right now.
Are you on ketosis right now?
Yeah. Although I did have potatoes this morning. That fucks you up a little. But that was the first time I broke it since last week.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I'm pretty good at eating meat.
True.
I can crush just meat.
I tried keto for one day and I clutched the bread aisle thinking I was going to pass out in the grocery store.
Yeah, there's sometimes it sucks. I mean, it's probably very bad for you.
I mean, apparently it increases the risk of spontaneous human combustion. Nobody wants to talk about that. No, when you're in ketosis, your body produces ketones, which is like another form of acetone. And the one theory on spontaneous human combustion is that people are in ketosis.
Yes.
And
their body okay.
Sorry.
No.
You gotta start doing that to people.
Yeah, just while they're talking. Yes.
people explode, I think that's
what happened in Beirut. I think there was a whole bunch of people in keto at a disco and they exploded. I think dozens are dead actually.
Really? What happened? Beirut, the disco
you
got
didn't
bombed?
See that?
I saw the headline, but I had to look into Eminem.
Apparently it was a fireworks factory, but
slash nightclub?
I don't know. It was like a waterfront fireworks factory, if that's what it was.
What?
In which case, like, even if someone was playing, like, Sim City, I'd be like, why the fuck would you put it there? Like, there's no way this city out of...
So there was a firework factory.
Yeah.
Like the old Acme factory?
Yes.
The Acme Factory was next to the discotheque.
Dude, did you see this explosion?
No.
Holy fuck.
Was it pretty bad?
Hold on. It's enough that I'm going to actually show you during this.
I saw that in the news, and I scrolled down to the allegations DeBrat is putting up against Eminem via Mariah Carey.
DeBrat?
I saw Beirut explosion, and I was like, hmm. I looked down, I was like, DeBrat reveals intimate Eminem things about Mariah Carey. Dude, DeBrat came out and is trying to say that Eminem never had sex with Mariah Carey, but he met her and came in his jeans.
That's
he's like writing a tell-all memoir. I think that's the hook right now. Like Eminem so came in his jeans.
This Fireworks Factory was basically Eminem's dunks.
So Eminem has his Ences on, and he goes, "Damn, dude. Well, hopefully this stops the flow of fucking fireworks." Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, scary. It's a scary explosion. It reminds me of that one in China.
That like yeah, that was wicked. That like vaporized. That must have vaporized those dudes, man.
Yeah. But I will say this. I've seen a bunch of Firework Factory explosions somehow.
Yeah.
They happen in Mexico like every 3 days. They really do. And they do kind of look like that.
Really?
Yeah, that's, I don't
know. I mean, it's a bomb. It's a fucking
bomb. Yeah, it's
bomb
a factory with all explosives. And you can kind of see fireworks going off before it explodes.
Yeah, I saw the snakes and sparklers going
snakes
off.
Sparklers went first.
12
but
people?
Yeah, I saw like some lady from the BBC immediately was like, there was a missile strike in Beirut. Just tweeted it out immediately.
What?
Like, what are you doing?
From BBC?
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to do that as a journalist?
It was her personal account, but still. Dude, and then I saw another lady that was like, my family lives in Beirut. I contacted them before posting this and then posted something. It's like, why does every journalist have to be like, I'm a good person. Here's the news. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, it's like, dude, just post the fucking news. And then if someone's like, oh, you're not even going to check on your family before you do, like, it's like, well, first off, I did. Why would I say it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I don't know, man.
Well, everything's, we're all linked up so much where we can, like, see, everyone can see pictures of everyone's kids and stuff. So everything gets more, you know.
But
we're like hyper intimate right now. I don't think it's a.
No, it's not great.
Dude, but, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, they were instantly. And then it's so funny to read the comments on these things. It's like the U.S., Israel is definitely just nuked. They're like, that was a nuke. And then they nuked Beirut.
Israel nuked Beirut.
Immediately, yes. People are like, where is Hamas? We need to stop this.
I mean, I'm wrong. I'll say I'm wrong. I scrolled the headline. I thought it was a terrorist attack. I scrolled the headline. I saw 12
bombs. And it still could be. I mean, fireworks factory explosions, a little sus.
Yeah.
But,
anyone see any real long fuses through the streets and alleys?
Did anybody happen to see a coyote and a roadrunner? Although, again, I've seen many Mexican firework explosions.
Yeah.
This did look like one.
Really?
Yes.
So it just goes, it's just that big, like.
It's boom. Like, yeah. Then it's just a giant fucking explosion.
Was that mushroom cloud status, or was that just a flash?
That was not a mushroom cloud, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking.
That was,
scary
it had that,
stuff.
It had that real explosion where it just literally just kind of looked like it just, like, vaporized whatever.
There's
the fuck is
stuff
around.
Like that, too, like chemical plants. I saw a chemical plant in, like, Texas do that.
Mm-hmm.
It exploded
yeah.
like that, and it's like, holy fuck. It's wild.
Dude, that's with the new shit. I was watching something today. Actually, I've been getting a lot of people have been sending me the George Floyd body cam stuff.
Oh God,
they're like, dude, I get a lot of people send me like,
no.
They're like, dude, I mean, it doesn't change what was wrong, but you know, it gives people a little. It's just a guy who was high. He was like, please let me lay on the ground. I cannot go in here. I'm freaking. I think he was on meth and
I think
like not heroin, fentanyl.
Yeah,
and he was bugging. It was like the dude was like cracked out of his fucking mind. And they're like, check this out, and it's like. Yeah, it just shows that they put him in a car, and then he popped out of the other end. And then they like, he was like, I can't breathe. And they're like, shut up. He's like, well, I'm just saying. He jumped out of the car. Like,
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But the he jumped out. But he was like having, they were trying to reason the whole time. He's just like, I'm not a bad dude. And they're like, all right, dude, like, shut up. We get it. Get in the car. And he just went, popped right out of the other side. And
damn.
Like, fun game.
And
down,
then they did it.
Came down on me.
Yeah, it's like
I don't know. I didn't know what it was supposed to prove. It was like, yeah, I figured
all
this
that is
exactly
all that
happened.
It's proving is so that's just in response to people that are making him that are like deifying him.
Mm-hmm.
So then the response from the right and like all those dudes is be like, he was on drugs, dude. The guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, even if he was a piece of shit, you don't get you shouldn't get killed.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's just a response politically to one another to be like, here's the body cam. Turns out the guy was actually a piece of shit.
He was high.
And it's like, doesn't change a thing.
I think we're being like kind of...
Anyway.
I think we're getting... Like right now, the demographics are coming up where America is hitting 50% white, 50% non-white. So I think there is like... It's like the perfect thing for like just to create tension. Especially if the parties start to melt away. It's like, well, we'll just like make black people hate white people hate Mexicans, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that's what I think is going down right now. Because all this stuff, like you get one side. This stuff is almost designed to like make people fight each other. You'll get like one side of the story where, you know, there was like the jogger. Like, oh, the guy was just jogging. And then like there's a like, well, here's a video of him breaking into houses. So the other side's like, oh, look what we got. Look what we got. And they're like, oh, and look at this video of this guy shooting him with a shotgun. They piecemeal sides. I don't know. That's just... But I was watching a clip.
I'm wondering how intentional it is versus just what they're doing. It's like
trying to win, being like, check this out.
Yeah. I was listening to War Mode, mm-hmm. and they were talking about how, like, when shows come out that make fun of, like, they were talking about John Oliver making fun of kind of Midwest trash going to Costco. Mm-hmm. Being like, how come you can make fun of, they don't care about poor people, they care about if you're white, you can make fun of white people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make fun of poor white people. Like, it's fucked up to make fun of poor people. And it's like, well, comics and anybody would make fun of anybody they can.
Yeah.
They don't care if you're, you know. So, only thing John Oliver's allowed to make fun of is white people. Poor so he's going to make fun of all of them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so it's not like an agenda. It's not like John Oliver's sitting there like, we have to destroy... we have to destroy the whites, yes. It's just literally...
Is he Australian?
No, he's British. The only thing you're allowed to make fun of is white people.
Yeah.
If you're on TV. Now, why that is...
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not like it's anybody's intent. I don't know.
I hear you saying. It's not a master design. I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, that's true. But this is what I think, though, man. Like, you start getting into like these, you know, there's the political party.
Same thing with men. You can just be like, men are retards.
Yeah.
And everybody would be like,
yeah.
Nice. That's a special.
Yeah. I mean,
if you got on TV and were like, you guys know women are retarded? Everybody would be like, no.
What?
And then go home and be like, what's that guy's Patreon?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm paranoid right now. It's like I have two parts of me that are like, yeah, I agree. It's like for anyone to be concocting and moving this all perfectly, it's pretty.
Yeah.
I doubt, you know, part of me are like, I doubt someone can pull that off. But then it's like, dude, I don't know what it's like to have billions of dollars. If you have billions of dollars and if I owned a newspaper, I could get people to burn stuff. I guarantee. I bet you. If I owned a newspaper, I could for sure.
What are you going to have them burn?
I don't know. I could stir up. If I owned a credible news source, I could stir up civil unrest. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
If you gave me the Washington, I'm not coming at Bezos, although, you know.
I think our podcast stirred up a slight civil unrest.
True.
I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like.
Imagine if, yeah.
And it's also, too, if you're like a billionaire class and you've kind of been economically boning everybody over forever, and it's like, ah, they're starting to catch on to this, you're like, what do we do? I'll be like, oh, race war? Like, perfect. Throw it in there. So I don't know.
Perhaps.
Again, it could just be we're all retarded. That's the other thing, too. Where it's
yes.
Dude, I think
that is the case.
Yeah, because that's the other thing, too. I was watching some sort of news clip where they talk about the Speaker of the House, that lady, the hot lady. Sick move, by the way, by Trump. He was just
she's not the Speaker of the House. She's the press secretary.
Press secretary. Yeah. Sorry. So he, she's not the SPOTUS. She's the press secretary. So she, it was just like a clip of her getting interviewed by a Fox anchor. And they're now like, they name other journalists by name. They're like, oh, who, that guy? Yeah, he's kind of a dick. Anyway, and it's like they'll sit there and kind of attack each other and be like, yeah, I met him. Real tough guy on the camera, turns it off, and he's like, oh, hey. Like they sit there and like, now they're like actually attacking each other, like ad hominem. It's just funny, man. It's like that's where people are getting informed by being like, that guy is a fucking dick. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude? The hot chick rules, though.
She rules pretty. I mean, that's.
I haven't even really watched her once, but.
I saw one clip.
I looked at hot ass pictures over.
Yeah, it's just her. It's just someone that can be clipped up. I mean, think about this. Is she someone who can just be clipped up and to go viral?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't think they have strategy like that? I think so. So it's like, I don't know.
For sure.
But either way, you know, not to get off topic, but not
we,
to get.
We had no topic.
Not the sidebar. No, we're talking about Australia's autism explosion.